Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, August 23rd, 2017. Ford is going to be making electric cars in China. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a third-order Dominican from Peru. United States commanders are confirming the necessity of joint military exercises with South Korea, and a proposal to ban shopping on Sundays is being floated in Poland. Reuters reports that Ford is engaging in a joint venture with Henri Zoete Automobile, in which they will manufacture electric cars in China. The world's largest auto market is electric cars, and it is China's goal to have plug-ins and hybrids make up at least one-fifth of its auto sales by 2025 because of terrible pollution problems that exist in the nation. This collaboration will yield a new electric brand, and Ford will join other manufacturers of electric vehicles on China's mainland, such as Tesla, Daimler, and GM. The news caused Ford's shares to rise yesterday. Auto Trader's senior analyst Michelle Krebs.
All the electric vehicle action is happening in China. In the U.S., we're in reviewing the aggressive fuel economy standards that were put in place by the Obama administration. There's a review of that coming up. We'll know that next year. But what clearly the automakers are thinking is the actions in China. It's the biggest market in the world by a long shot.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. Rose of Lima. Apart from the cross, there is no other ladder by which we may get to heaven. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Rose of Lima. You're listening to Crusade News.
You've all heard the expression, he'd give you the shirt off his back. Well, if that shirt was a King Dude original, it'd actually have meaning and not be something Huma Abedin says about Hillary. My latest includes Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal and the Mike Church Show 25th Anniversary Tee and Polo shirt. And I've got you covered in sizes small through 4X Fat Bastard. Update your sartorial stash today by browsing to MikeChurch.com/shirts, and I'll throw in a freebie from our out-of-print bin. Your King Dude haberdashery awaits at MikeChurch.com/shirts or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Patroness of Latin America and the Philippines and the first American-born canonized saint, Rose of Lima was born Isabel Flores de Oliva. She got the nickname Rose because a family servant one day saw her face transform into a rose. She had a great devotion to St. Catherine of Siena from her youth, adopting the practice of fasting 3 times a week like her patron. She received Holy Communion daily, a rare practice at that time, and refused all suitors, much to her family's dismay. She was very generous in helping the poor and sold her needlework and homegrown flowers to help contribute to the family finances. Having been forbidden to become a nun, Rose died a Dominican tertiary in 1617. St. Rose of Lima, pray for us. The Associated Press is reporting that U.S. military commanders are reiterating the necessity of joint military drills with South Korea amid calls to scale down or pause such exercises so as not to provoke North Korea.
And exercises are our way of making sure that the option is a ready option. It's a capable option. And that's what really underpins deterrence. And so, in our view, we have to continue to exercise until we have a reason not to. And that reason has not yet emerged. That may cause some noise from North Korea. That's what we routinely expect. But it doesn't stop us in our resolve to be as ready as possible and leave the greatest number of options.
Radio Poland reports that the Solidarity Trade Union, in partnership with other organizations, has proposed a measure to Parliament which would ban shopping in Poland on Sundays. Piotr Duda, head of the union, was pressured in July to relax his proposal, leaving groceries open on Sundays but promising their employees 2 free Sundays a month. Duda's response was, quote, 4 free Sundays, period, end of story. The head of the nation's Catholic bishops, Archbishop Stanislaw Gadecki, is in agreement, saying, quote, free Sundays is what all Catholics, non-Catholics, and non-believers need. The bishops will be discussing the proposal at an upcoming meeting. In this Celestial Musings, WLOX reports that 4-year-old Jabez Oates of Mont Belvieu, Texas, like many other young children, was looking forward to going to school. But he was kicked out after the second day because his long hair violates the school's policy requiring boys' hair to be above the eyes, ears, and neck. Oates' mother, Jessica, was informed at registration that she needed to submit a religious or cultural exemption letter. But before she could write the letter, little Jabez was forbidden from coming back until his hair was chopped. Not even his little man bun made the cut. If the school is going to be a stickler about its hair policy, it should also adhere to its exemption policy and let the mother submit her letter. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.